The BC Court of Appeal has overturned the jail sentence handed to two animal rights activists who were involved in a large protest at an Abbotsford hog farm in 2019. Instead of 30 days each in jail, Amy Serrano and Nick Schaefer of Kelowna have now received a 120-day conditional sentence followed by 1 year of probation. The three-judge panel agreed that although the sentencing judge did not err in sentencing the two to jail time in October 2022, incarceration is not necessary to meet the relevant sentencing goals in this case. Serrano and Schaefer were among those who were part of a large protest at the Excelsior Hog Farm in Abbotsford on April 28, 2019. They were convicted in July 2022 of one count each of break and enter. The two previously lost an appeal of their convictions and appeared May 31 in front of the BC Court of Appeal seeking a reduction in their sentence. Related. Court hears sentencing appeal for two Abbotsford hog farm protesters. Lawyer Peter Sankoff argued at the time that the trial judge erred when he cut off Serrano while she was speaking prior to sentencing. He said Serrano wanted to address the beliefs and motivations. That animals were being mistreated, based on videos that she had seen. That led her to enter onto the private property without permission. During the trial, the judge would not allow the jury to see the video footage, which had been obtained from hidden cameras placed on the farm by members of the Meet the Victims group. The judge at the time said the footage was not relevant to the charges that were before the court. The BC Court of Appeal panel stated in its decision released Monday, June 24, that the farmers were not on trial, and allowing Serrano to speak prior to sentencing about alleged animal abuse would not give the farmers an opportunity to respond. I do not accede to the argument that because she was not permitted to speak about specific conditions on the farm encountered by her after she committed the offense, there was a miscarriage of justice, said Lead Justice Susan Griffin. The pair also argued during their appeal that the sentencing judge was wrong when he stated that a conditional sentence was not available for the offense of break and enter. The provision prohibiting a conditional sentence for break and enter was repealed on November 17, 2022. Serrano and Schaefer filed their appeal before that, on October 13, 2022. It appears to me from his reasons that the judge was very much of the view that a case such as this, involving a large-scale protest that invaded private property and forced the owners to submit to a media presence, in circumstances where the offenders do not regret their actions, requires a penalty to properly deter others and the offender from such conduct in the future, Justice Griffin wrote. She stated that there is case precedent, that a deliberate action taken as part of a protest does not necessarily require a sentence of incarceration for multiple days. In my view, incarceration is not necessary to get the relevant sentencing goals in this case. Griffin said other factors to be taken into account include that Serrano and Schaefer are first-time offenders, caused no physical damage or injury, remained polite and calm during the protest, and have acted respectfully towards the police and the justice system. Conditions of their sentence include that they not be within 5 kilometers of the hog farm, not be on any agricultural property where food or animals are raised, and stay within their residence at all times, except traveling to or from work, or with permission from their supervisor, for the first 30 days of their sentence. After 30 days, they can leave their homes except between 9 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. daily. Serrano and Schaefer have filed an application with the Supreme Court of Canada to appeal the BC Court of Appeal decision to uphold their convictions. Related. Two Abbotsford hog farm protesters sentenced to 30 days in jail.